Mark 14:12, it says, "Now on the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, 'Where do you want us to go and prepare that you may eat the Passover?' And he sent out two of his disciples and said to them, 'Go into the city, and a man will meet you, carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him. Wherever he goes in, say to the master of the house, the teacher says, "Where is the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples?" Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared. There, make ready for us.' So his disciples went out and came into the city and found it just as he had said to them, and they prepared the Passover." And then skipping down to verse 22, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it and broke it, and gave it to them and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, 'This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. Assuredly, I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God.'" Our Christian tradition of communion comes from this meal that Jesus observed with his disciples. Jesus was in Jerusalem observing Passover week, and this week was a combination of two holy holidays that God instituted in Exodus 12, the day of Passover, which is the 14th of Nisan on the Jewish calendar, and the week of unleavened bread, which begins on the 15th of Nisan. Passover was a remembrance holiday. When God rescued Israel from Egypt, he sent 10 plagues. The 10th and final plague would be that God would pass over Egypt and bring death on all of the firstborn children. But anyone who took the blood of the lamb and marked the doorposts and lintel of their doors, God would pass over the house and spare those inside. So Passover was a solemn celebration of God's salvation of Israel, marked by the death of a lamb whose blood covered the sins of those who believed God and trusted in him. I have way too much content right here. Passover was a real historical event when God brought salvation to his people from slavery. But when Jesus observed this Passover meal, he revealed a deeper spiritual meaning. Jesus himself was to become the Passover lamb for the whole world. His blood spilled on the wooden posts of the cross to cover our sins and spare us from spiritual death, eternal separation from God. Now, when Jesus took the cup, he said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many." There are many covenants in the Bible, but the new covenant, that's in contrast to the old. The covenant law that God gave Israel through Moses. Now, there's a very special prophecy in Ezekiel 36. And it tells us what Israel did with that covenant. Ezekiel 36, God speaking, "Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. And the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I am hallowed in you before their eyes." So Israel, they didn't hold up their part of the agreement. But that's not the end of the story. That's really just the beginning. Because as Ezekiel 36:24-28 continues, God speaking, "I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. You will keep my judgments and do them." You see, Israel's failure wasn't God's final word, but it was necessary for God to teach Israel, and indeed all of us, about our human frailty and God's unconditional faithfulness. Israel's experiences were real historical events, but God recorded and preserved them as an accurate picture of our human condition, our slavery to sin, need for a Savior, our loving Heavenly Father who is willing to sacrifice everything, even his one and only Son, to reunite us with himself. So the next time you're feeling inadequate or insufficient, remember, that's exactly what we all are. And the moment we embrace the truth that on our own we are not even worthy of the air we breathe or the dirt we walk on, that's the moment we can begin to receive the abundant life, a new life marked by the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit, a gift that God gives freely to everyone who believes in the name of the only begotten Son, Jesus. And so this is what we're celebrating when we take communion together. You can take your cellophane, maybe take our little delicious wafer. Let's take and eat. The bread, it represented Christ's body broken for us. And the juice, it represents his blood, the blood of the new covenant, shed for the remission of sins. Let's drink.